Hello, and welcome to the Alcohol Alert podcast, brought to you by the Institute of Alcohol Studies, in the January 2021 edition. The Westminster administration relies on its experiences of managing last year's lockdowns to enforce a ban on takeaway alcohol in England. Pandemic makes this year's dry January the toughest yet. Irish shoppers are no longer allowed to buy discounted alcohol. A new report finds that a lower drink drive limit would have a totemic impact on UK road safety. Member of Parliament for Bury South, Christian Wakeford, is to become the new chair of the all-party parliamentary group on alcohol harm. And regulator clears racy alcohol television ad of wrongdoing. This month, we look at a natural experiment into the power of celebrity endorsement of a health app designed to help people reduce their drinking. The UCL Drink Less app received a boost when broadcaster Adrian Childs encouraged people to try it while raising awareness about hazardous and harmful drinking habits as part of his BBC show Drinkers Like Me in 2018. Dr. Claire Garnett led the team of researchers who seized an opportunity to perform some analysis of the sudden changes in app activity, which were published in BMC Public Health. Here is Dr. Garnett to explain more about the study.
Back in August 2018, which initially feels like another lifetime ago, an alcohol reduction app, Drink Less, that was designed by a team of us at University College London, was endorsed by Adrian Childs, who's a TV and radio presenter. And it received national media coverage in the lead up to a TV documentary of his. And then somewhat unsurprisingly, I suppose, we saw a really huge spike in the number of downloads. So previously we were having a sort of weekly average of about 180 downloads. And then the week of that media coverage, it rose to almost 15,000 downloads. And so we became interested in whether there were any changes in terms of the people who downloaded the app before and after this national media coverage, based on how they found the app. So for example, who they were and how they used it. And yeah, so we saw a great opportunity, I suppose, for an interesting natural experiment.
You talk about the number of downloads going up seemingly exponentially. It wasn't just measuring the uptake of the app though, was it? Or was there engagement and impact on drinking habits that you also studied?
Yeah, that's right. So we compared the characteristics of app users who discovered the app before and after this national media coverage in terms of their socio-demographic and drinking characteristics, their levels of engagement with the app, so how frequently they used it, things like that, and also the extent to which they reduced their alcohol consumption 1 month after downloading the app.
And what did you find?
So I suppose the key findings are things I think probably of most interest was that there was a step level increase in users' mean age, so they got older, and a decrease in the percentage of female users, so more male users, after the national media coverage, that these effects did dissipate over time. And then the mean audit score, where audit scores and alcohol use disorders identification tests, so a score that ranges from about 0 to 40, and decreased after the media coverage. But interestingly, there was no change in the percentage of at-risk drinkers, so i.e. those that sort of increasing in higher risks from alcohol-related harms. We also saw that there was a step-level increase in engagement with the app in terms of the number of sessions and the number of days that the app was used by the users, and this did continue to increase over time.
That second point about there being no change in percentage of at-risk drinkers downloading the app, but there were more at-risk drinkers in the lower end of the scale to download the app. Just wanted to touch on that a little bit. Why do you think that might have happened?
Yeah, so it was something that we, a really interesting point and something we thought about for quite a while. And the reason we think it's happened is related to the narrative around Adrian Childs' TV documentary. So this sort of focused about the idea of how people's alcohol consumption could still be problematic, even if one isn't or doesn't see oneself as dependent on alcohol. And it highlighted this issue of othering, whereby people tend to perceive their own drinking as non-problematic because of this sort of false binary surrounding alcoholism. So somebody might say, well, I'm not an alcoholic, therefore my drinking can't be a problem, whilst actually alcohol-related harms and problems exist on this continuum. And so the media coverage may have influenced people who were at-risk drinkers to seek out the digital support, rather than the more harmful drinkers or those with possible dependence, who do actually represent a much smaller proportion of the overall proportion of at-risk drinkers. And I think these findings do provide support for the importance of focusing on continuum beliefs with regards to alcohol consumption and related harms to increase problem recognition among people with lower severity alcohol problems, because they do still represent alcohol-related problems.
And now we are a few months on from that. What's happened with the usage of the app? Is the Adrian Charles effect still there? As in, are there still middle-aged men downloading the app and using the app more often? Or has there been a kind of return to pre-promotion levels?
So in terms of the social demographics of users, the effects have appeared to dissipate over time. So it is sort of returning to the pre-media coverage promotion, which I suppose is interesting in terms of the implications of celebrity influence on changing who uses a digital intervention, in that sort of a one-off endorsement isn't going to have a lasting effect on who uses that intervention, and you might need ongoing coverage if you want to sustain change in the user characteristics. And in terms of the levels of engagement, we saw this step level change, but this did also continue to increase. So it seems that people are continuing to engage with the app at a greater extent. The fact that they were getting older, and I think, well, not more male, but more men were downloading it, is this idea that people need to identify with the celebrity. It seems that people who identified with Adrian Charles, older males, were more likely to download the app. So if you were wanting younger women to take part in a particular health intervention, then Adrian Charles wouldn't be the person you'd want to promote it.
When you go on the App Store or you go on the Play Store for Android, has the app become the most popular in its class now?
Difficult to say definitively, but it's currently only available on iOS devices and Apple devices. But when you go on the App Store, if you search for alcohol or drinking, it does tend to be one of the top results that comes back, and it's got 4.2 star rating at the moment from users, which is good.
Yeah, that's really good. That's maybe a lasting effect of the Adrian Charles promotion.
Yeah, and what was interesting with the Adrian Charles promotion was, so as I said, there was that huge spike in terms of the number of downloads, and that in itself was resulted in the app then becoming number one on the health and fitness chart on the App Store. So then it's likely that there were people finding the app from just searching on the App Store on the health and fitness apps. And because there was this huge surge in the number of downloads, it got put up on that chart, and therefore people potentially finding it subsequently, not because Adrian Charles mentioned it, but because Adrian Charles mentioned it, a whole lot of people downloaded it, and then it became listed on the iTunes top apps for health and fitness.
I think that's a positive example of the term network effects that I hear a lot in tech speak, so that's really good. What do you want to see happen with the app going forward, or maybe other apps in the same kind of category? Do you see celeb endorsements being something that is viable, or is just something that we got quite lucky, it might not happen again?
Tricky, because I suppose this has made me realise how people make a career out of being an influencer, because of the huge influence that celebrities do hold on what people do. Obviously, as we said, this was accidental and not planned from our point of view. So, you know, Adrian Charles was not paid or asked to say any of these things about the app. So I don't know whether or not, you know, if you wanted to use a celebrity to endorse a digital health intervention or any type of health intervention, I suppose, sort of whether there would be costs associated with that. And I think potentially part of the reason that there was this effect is that this was an issue that Adrian Childs is genuinely very interested in. It is something that he's clearly very passionate about and cares about. So I wonder if you'd potentially get less of an effect maybe if it was a celebrity who was doing it because they were being paid to as part of a job rather than something that they genuinely cared about. But I think more broadly it does, you know, it shows that celebrity influence and sort of subsequent national media coverage that comes with it can clearly have a really substantial impact on who uses an app or a digital intervention and how they engage with it. So important implications, I suppose, for the research field to think about in terms of how to go about having these sorts of interventions promoted. One of the findings we actually found quite surprising was this, the fact that the level of engagement increased. Because we might have expected that people who found the app before the media coverage were potentially more motivated to use an app and to change their behaviour. Because after all, they had sought out an app to help them track their drinking and reduce their alcohol consumption, which, you know, beforehand, Drink Less hadn't had a lot of promotion. So they really had to, you know, seek it out. And potentially users after this media coverage might just have thought, oh, Adrian Childs has mentioned this app, I'll go and have a look, but didn't have the same level of personal investment in using it. But what we actually saw was that the new users who found the app after the media coverage didn't just download the app and have a quick look through, but actually engaged with the app to a greater extent than users who found the app before the media coverage. And that perhaps this was because they were tracking their drinking as suggested by Adrian Childs. So in the BBC News article where he mentions the app by name, he said, I encourage anyone, don't judge yourself, don't panic, you're not going to drop dead, but go on an app like Drink Less and measure what you're drinking. Be honest with yourself for 3 weeks. So it seems that the new users weren't just, you know, trying out a new app, but were engaging with it in the way suggested by Adrian Childs.
That is interesting, and it also tallies into my personal theory that I should have been famous so that my parents could listen to me.
Indeed.
Dr. Claire Garnett on the Adrian Childs effect regarding the Drink Less app. That is all for this month. Thank you for listening, and we hope you can join us again next time.